Hello everyone, The Other Mark here. Don't forget we have got our first ever live podcast on the 29th of June at the Ball Inn in Thorpe Eslet, that is in Rotherham. It's free admission and it starts at 4 p.m.
Ish.
Enjoy the episode.
Evening boys.
Evening Sally.
Welcome to The Chatting, your local podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm
The Other Mark.
3 pints Sally. And what are you having?
Oh, I'll have a Slingsby rhubarb.
Cheers. Offer to Mova.
Evening, boys.
Evening, Rob.
How are you all doing? All right.
Yeah, good.
Great.
Hey, before I forget,
yes.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Yes.
Oh, I,
you
I
sly dog.
Forgot.
You kept that quiet, didn't you?
Well, when you get to my age, you've got to keep these things secret.
Yeah, 18 year centenary.
Yeah, not quite there, Mark, but
to be
thank
fair,
you.
It's been a couple of
Mark's
days.
Mark's that old, he gets a flyover.
we know it was his birthday like a month ago, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, but they're behind, aren't they?
Oh, right.
They're
okay.
Behind.
Okay.
But it was...
Didn't you see it on news? There were a candle shortage.
But I haven't seen him since. And so, obviously, as this is first I've seen you, mate.
No, I...
Happy birthday, Mark.
Oh, you've bought him a present.
You bought... See, what?
I know you like presents.
You know what, Abby? That'll be a framed picture of Rob.
Well, it does feel like a frame for the benefit
you've
of the
bought
people.
Him a you've bought him a present.
It feels like a frame.
I know he likes presents, you know.
Listen...
Time for giving.
But hang on a minute. You do know that now you've bought me this, that you won't get a present.
No, that's not how it works.
Because
you
I don't do presents.
No. You said that the reason why you don't buy, why you don't accept presents or want presents is because that means you have to buy one back. So Rob's now got you a present.
Yeah.
It's Rob's birthday in May.
Yeah, no,
he will be expecting
he
a present.
He wants you to bring him something back from Philippines and not a disease.
Well, I'm not accepting it, so then I don't have to buy it.
Or, come on, open it.
Or I could just leave this wrapped up and just get you
You're
back.
You don't get a menu.
Get it open.
It'd be pointless,
it'd be pointless for me, mate.
Here we go.
It'd be pointless for
do
me.
Do a drum roll.
Right, let me put my glasses on so I can see. Right, well, it's neatly
it's a really
wrapped.
Small drum roll.
Okay.
Come on, rip into it. Get into
I
it.
Am. Oh, hang on.
What's this gonna
looks
be?
Good. This
oh,
does look
what's
good.
What's it going to be? What is it?
Build your own Disneyland park. Is it a jigsaw? No, is it like a pop-up thing?
Look at that.
Just read it.
No, it's a real life
it.
Disneyland.
Build your own Disneyland park. Build your own very own model of Disneyland. Wow, fact-filled guide, 33 press-out pieces, modelling.
And that's
is,
easy for that's, you
that,
to say.
Do you know what? Yeah. That is a great present
it
for
is,
Mark.
Isn't it?
That is.
Very thoughtful, yeah.
That is.
Hold it up for us to see.
That is very good. Thank you.
Let me have a look.
No, with
my hands.
Don't you start touching that. Thank you, Rob.
I've had that. I've had that nearly 11 months.
Do you know what? That's brilliant.
Why did somebody buy it to you?
No, I found it.
You found
but
it.
But your birthday had already gone. I was like, chuffing hell, his birthday's already gone. I'll have to save it for next year.
Really?
And hope he's still alive.
So my question...
Well, thank you.
My question is this.
To me?
To you.
To me.
Are you actually going to do it? As in, are you going to build like...
Absolutely, I am.
Are you going to do it?
Yes.
Because I want to see a picture of it when you've done.
In fact, I'm thinking I might even do it on the plane.
It's not something to do on the plane.
No, I know.
But it's built, I think you've got to then flatten it, haven't you?
Yes. It looks like you sort of... it's a cardboard thing that you build up and it sort of becomes 3D and stuff like that. But it does look pretty amazing.
It looks decent, doesn't it?
That's a really good present for Mark, that.
Yes. Yeah. So
I thought you'd like that, mate.
Yeah.
I can't wait for my birthday now.
Yeah.
You don't want what he bought Mark last year. Wash and gone. I'll be honest with you. It's a good job you put his birthday on group chat because I didn't even know. He didn't tell. You're like,
I don't go shouting these things out.
Hey, something else.
What is it?
Guess what else?
What?
Have you got a beer?
Is it another present?
Nope. Well, it kind of is. Machine order's come!
Hey!
And I've saved it to open with you!
Oh,
Sheehan, are you going to be putting it on?
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
I genuinely want to know what you think of the packaging.
Well, this is why I wanted to save it. Because obviously Gemma's going, are you going to open it? I'm like, no.
Right.
Can you imagine this coming through the post and waiting 3 days to open it?
So when you said the packaging, is that the package
this
we were referring to?
First and foremost, what's in there? How much did you pay for it?
£51.
Oh, okay.
Oh!
Yeah. It doesn't seem much.
So it's not just one thing then?
That's a big sheet order, that.
That is a big.
It's not just one thing then, is it?
Let's get into it.
Here we go. Lipstick.
Oh.
Eyeliner.
Oh, actually, yeah, you're
right. I know I'm right.
How are our listeners going to...
Manfinity. Does that say Manfinity?
It does say Manfinity.
They all say Manfinity.
Manfinity.
I'm sure they're all different.
Does it feel quite quality?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
To Manfinity and beyond.
Yeah, I see what you mean about the packaging.
Yeah,
it is a bit
good, don't they? Right, let's open one.
What size are them Y fronts?
Oh, look at this. Even has a little slidey thing,
doesn't
it?
I knew you'd appreciate. So, the packaging.
So that's so you can put them all in freezer.
So this is a shirt I bought.
Oh, it's a nice shirt.
Oh, that's actually
it needs ironing.
Extra small.
Now it says.
Do they do them in adult sizes
small.
As well?
Well, it says small, but that does look quite big, I think.
Big.
Come on, Kirk, try it on.
Hold on, let's try it on, see what it looks like.
I wouldn't get that over one arm.
It's not that big. It definitely shouldn't be big, it's a small. Right,
well, this is what we're saying about the sizes.
Sally, turn your head.
He could have quite easily just put it on over his T-shirt, but no,
he has
to take his T-shirt off.
No, you can't put it on over a T-shirt. See, what, this is too big, I think.
You nearly popped that.
What is that? A three man? Four man?
That button nearly popped off.
Hey, look at that.
I don't think so.
It depends whether you want to see your nipples.
Is it too big? No. But the fact that you like things skin tight to make you look bigger than what you are, then yeah, you could do it as a. I think that's a perfect size.
It is.
Yeah,
that suits you down to ground, though, Rob.
If I roll these sleeves up, look.
Yeah,
just quickly.
Just look, yeah. Look to all these other.
Can you roll them up
listeners?
Quickly,
yeah?
Yeah. Our listeners are going, what is happening?
Yeah, that's all right, isn't it?
Yeah. Can you put that light on so we can see? Let me just feel the quality of it.
Is this meant? I think this is like a shacket, or I thought it was.
A what?
A shacket.
A what?
A shacket.
You can't just take two words.
Yeah.
And no.
But that's
you can't
but
just
that's
take two words
it.
And put them together.
Well, it's either a shacket or a jirt.
Shut up.
Genuinely. So a shacket is a cross between shirt and a jacket.
Right. Has it got a hood?
Do they iron these things? Because these, I mean, these.
What do you mean, do they iron them? Yeah.
Well,
it's just come from China,
mate. You do know that 4-year-olds can't iron?
Yeah.
You've stopped recording.
It's recording stopped.
A jacket.
Is it French? Does feel nice.
I can't just view my clothes in front of a... No, they're not a live audience. That's nice, that, isn't it? Feel that?
Oh, yeah, it's nice.
That was £12.
12 quid
Boutique.
For that.
Boutique. Premium de Sing.
So, what's your thoughts then, Robert?
Well, just looking at this, which is the shacket.
How many
items by the way, any listeners that are listening to this episode as the first one that they've listened to, there is some kind of context to this episode, to what Rob's doing. He's a couple of episodes, we talked about fashion and clothes, and Rob decided he was going to order clothes from Shein.
I want to know, are there any other clothes that have been thrown together and been given stupid names like shacket?
Well, yeah, but why wouldn't you?
Jeggings.
Have you got some jeggings as well?
No,
you have,
no, but I've got another shacket. Obviously, the reason being is because it's like a shirt, but it's so thick it's like a jacket. So
it's a jacket.
There came the name shacket.
Is it a shirt or is it a jacket?
Can I ask you a question, Rob?
Yeah.
Is it an actual thing or is it that something that you've just made up?
No, it's an actual thing.
It'll be an actual thing.
Genuinely, yeah. I think, let's just...
I reckon
just
he had fat
it.
Thumbs on Google.
Just let me Google.
Rob,
what I want to know is...
I didn't name it,
do you wear a shirt underneath your shacket?
Sometimes I'll put a shirt underneath. a T-shirt.
Rob, okay, do you ever wear a coat on top of it?
Can I ask a question?
Very rarely.
Rob, how many items did you buy? Because I've only seen two.
He's got two there, a shirt and a jacket.
We're not doing a full fashion show.
No, I just need to know how many items he bought.
One, two, three, four.
Four items for 51 quid-ish.
Yeah.
Okay.
I look how he's even...
Mate,
the badge is not even wonky.
The badge looks like it was put on by someone who's inebriated, in all fairness.
Inebriated? Oh. I prefer to use the word clinically blind.
Yeah. Let me because I got some trousers. Oh, no, that's a jumper.
Trousers?
Is it a jumper or is it a shumper?
It is an actual jumper.
Manfinity, made in China. No shit, Sherlock.
I tell you what, you weren't wrong about the packaging, though.
I know.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, look, these are like jogging bottoms or like just, yeah.
Yeah.
Training trousers.
Okay, what are they like?
They're aren't they?
All your buttons work
you
on your
You don't want to try them on, are you?
Yeah, they're all right.
Any excuse to show some flesh, that's all he's doing.
So what are these called then?
Trousers.
I don't even know what they are, but they're like trousers.
They're like training. I wear them for gym.
Jogging bombs.
Like jogging bombs, yeah.
Oh, so they are boggings.
Boggings.
Oh, are we looking? Were they? Are they sorry, just to clear this up.
Or jottoms.
It's going to annoy me if I don't.
Pass that back to Rob.
I'm not having it. Shack it.
Hold on. Or jert, but most people like to.
Most people.
You're a jert.
I love how I've just put in shack it, and the first thing that comes up is a Shine advert sponsored by.
Yeah.
The dye shack it. Next, men's shack it's.
I'm not having it.
Honestly, what does shack it mean?
Somebody's gone to China and said, can I try one of those? And they went, oh, you want a shack it? Yes, please. A jacket. Oh, yes, you like this shack it?
Mark, listen.
I'm not saying anything.
A garment in the style of a button-down shirt made of thicker fabric and usually worn over other shirts. This hip-grazing shacket is cozier than the cropped style, which makes it a good option to wear over dress. And that's just a dictionary, but it above does say men's shackets and its next website. So, yeah, it's a thing. It is a thing, and I'm glad that I've educated you all tonight.
So what's your verdict on Sheen?
Do you know what?
Well, he's thrown it all on floor, so...
Other than the slightly wonky label on the jacket, actually good, yeah. This shirt's really nice, actually. Nice little, Hessian cotton shirt for the summer, wear with my... some sort of shorts and whatnot. I think it'll look good. I don't know, I'm rubbing my thighs
with
like
his,
I'm
turned on.
And his boating shoes.
Yeah, boating shoes and my trousers that show me ankles. Yeah.
Well done, Rob. Nice.
Yeah, yes. Thanks for introducing me, Kirk. I think looking at this, I'll probably go and spend another couple hundred quid now.
Fine, yeah. Keep them 6-year-olds in work.
Yeah, absolutely. Someone's got to.
Have you been out clothes shopping, Mark, recently, buying anything hip?
Yeah, what, does it look like I'm...
No.
Do I look hip?
He's worn that hoodie for the last 25 years I've known him.
I've worn this hoodie for every episode I've ever recorded. So
genuinely.
This is my recording episode.
It's what he wears for recording. Have you not noticed?
I have got a crowbar if you want to take it off.
Yeah, I do take it off when I get home.
When did you buy that
When did I buy
hoodie?
This?
Yeah.
Oh, 2000?
Yeah, I thought you
probably
did.
Probably 90s even.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Yeah, I know, I can imagine.
You can tell because it's not worn out yet. It's still got another 20 years left in it. That's why.
Wow. But anyway, some of this...
You won't throw it away, would you?
Some of this is more for the summer, for when I go away in the summer, you know.
Huh. Mm. You mean that week that we get?
Well, yeah, but...
Or you mean when you go abroad?
Well, not necessarily when I go abroad. I might go to coast somewhere.
It's summer.
That's the only thing I can afford this year.
Well, no wrong with
that. Blackpool or Skeggy.
No wrong with that.
I was brought up in Skeggy. You can afford a week in Skeggy, you can afford a week in Vegas.
Where were you going in September?
That's all right. I'm gonna Disney in September. I know.
Well, there you go.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. I can't afford anything else.
Mark will
have
finished building Disney by September.
Yeah, but
well, this is Disneyland. He's going to Disney World.
Yeah. Listen, there's no wrong with. There's no wrong with coastal towns. And I'll have you know, last year. I went to Skegness for the first time in ages. Went to Pleasure Beach. It were absolutely fantastic.
That's Blackpool, isn't it?
Yeah, Blackpool's Pleasure Beach.
Well, it might have been called Pleasure Beach then, but it was the same thing, but in Skegness, you know. And it were brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
They are brilliant.
I haven't actually been. Do you know, I've never, ever been to Blackpool Pleasure Beach.
I've never been
to that. No, never.
I've not. I've been to Blackpool loads.
Yeah, me too.
I've been to Blackpool loads, but never been to Pleasure Beach.
I beg to differ.
What?
Oh.
Have I? I beg to differ.
Has he been? Did he go on his stag do or something? Or
no? I'm just making sure in my head that you were there, but I'm sure you were.
Was he drunk?
No.
The haunted house that we walked through.
No, I didn't go.
Oh, did you not go?
No, I went there.
Because you see, that's the only thing that I've done that's even remotely linked to Blackpool Pleasure Beach is the haunted house.
I apologise.
I probably weren't invited to that as well.
I thought you was there then.
Wow, I can't believe it. You've never been. I must have been 30 times, 40 times to Blackpool Pleasure Beach.
Do you think? And do you like Blackpool?
Love it.
I don't know if I found it a bit overrated.
Love it.
I love Blackpool.
Last time I went to Blackpool, I am going back a few years, and I was walking down the seafront, if you like, and all there were was either karaoke bars or strip clubs.
Well, there's
wasn't complaining.
Well,
I mean,
it's a lot better than it used to be. Then.
Well, there's no strip clubs at all now. They've got rid of them all.
Okay.
because obviously the council's trying to reinvent it, you know, so they've got rid of them all. Which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, depending on who you are.
Skeggy's where I used to go when I were a kid.
Yes, yeah. Me too. Do you remember Panda's Palace? Panda's Palace was on the roundabout, wasn't it?
I used to walk past it, wishing I could go in.
Yeah. Mark, exactly the same. Well, I only remember what it was from the outside because I never saw the inside.
Yeah. Well, let me be accurate, because when I say Skeggy is where I used to go, I need to be more accurate. Ingermel's.
It was Chapel St Leonard's for me.
No. It was Skegness
but
for me.
But it's just classed as Skeggy, isn't it?
I actually went to Skegness. I remember my grandma and granddad used to have a caravan on Southview. And when we used to go... You know the big long road that takes you into Skegness?
That would be Burr Road.
It would be Burr Road, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And every time we...
I only know that because I once did some work on there.
Really? Yeah. Well, every time you drive down, on left-hand side down Burr Road as you come into Skegness, most people will know it.
It's got like a waterfall running down the wall.
It's got a waterfall and it had a big thing that used to say Southview Leisure Park.
Yeah.
And every time, I don't know why, my granddad used to start singing or humming the theme tune to Dallas. And we joined it back.
Why?
I don't know, mate. I mean, it was
because you know that someone's going to get shot.
It was aggrandizing the fact that we're at Skegness and arriving at Southview.
Robin put his man from Del Monte hat on and think he was somebody out of Dallas.
But I genuinely remember them, like, really fond memories of those days back in Skegness.
I loved it. I love going on family holidays.
Rose tinted glasses. Well, yeah. For us from Mincy, we shopping trolley.
Yeah. But I used to love it. When I was growing up, my mum and dad couldn't afford to take us abroad or whatever. So our holidays were 2 weeks in a caravan in Ingermel's. And I loved it. I absolutely loved it. You know, when people like say, they went to Greece or, you know, Torremolinos and Minos and, you know, all this kind of stuff.
Where?
Right. And I just don't. I was happy. With where I went and what I did.
Happy Days Club in Chapel St Leonard's. Black Lace. Agadoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Black Lace Live. Like, wow, Black Lace Live.
They were big in the day, you know, Black Lace.
I know. I think they weren't very healthy, were they? They were massive, but, you know.
Some of the stories from back in the day, though, when you used to go to those places. And you'd have found this in any seaside town. In fact, you wouldn't have just found it in seaside towns. But do you remember when you used to be able to buy them paper caps that you'd put in your gun?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you'd pull trigger and it'd bang, and then the next one would move on, and you'd do that. We used to get them and wind them round a 2p coin and sellotape them and then throw them at floor and they go here, right, bang, coin would fly up. So obviously you're preloading them.
You chucking 2 pennies around. But it'd be like that in the pushing machine.
I generally remember, do you remember then the plastic caps you'd get that were circular that you put in a gun?
They were red,
right?
Weren't they?
We used to get them. We used to scrape out the gunpowder because that's essentially what it was.
Yeah. And make a bomb.
Pretty much, put it in like a big pot. And I remember I borrowed my granddad's hammer from caravan. And we made this little thing up, and then one of the lads hit it with hammer. Oh, my days. It actually flung the hammer out of his hand, because it obviously, boom! Yeah. We'd put loads in. We must have spent half a day scraping 500 caps out, all this gunpowder in one little thing, and then hitting it with an hammer. Sure, you know, I'm surprised one of us didn't die, honestly. Oh, brilliant.
Well, you do know you could buy them little snap things. They were like little...
Devil bangers.
Bangers. Or whatever. You just throw them to the ground. They used to
In fact,
pop.
You just reminded me. They were two things you could buy
stink
from
bombs.
Shop.
Yeah. Stink bombs. Stink
That's
bombs.
What I was just about to say. That was other thing you could buy.
I used to sell them at school.
What were you called? Yabba Dabba Doos. Remember them? That shop? Yabba Dabba Doo shop.
Or the thing?
They were called Yabba Dabba Doos.
And what were they?
Skegness.
They were a shop. Well, there were one in Chapel St Leonard's, and I think one popped up in Ingermel's, and it literally sold everything.
We're a joke shop. Or?
It were like Wish in a shop. everything in it were crap. So it sold everything from like washing up liquid or whatever. So you could anything you would need in your caravan for like domestic stuff. Through to, I remember my little brother, me and Nanan get him some spending money because we're going away one year with my Nanan. And he came back with a pair of inflatable breasts. he were only about 7.
Brilliant.
And he come back with these. I'm like, what I bought? Why? Who's even thought to make them, to sell them? And then, you know.
That's the thing though, isn't it? They're the sort of things that you could buy back in them days.
We probably still can buy them from there.
I used to go to a boating lake. I mean, I don't even know what it was called. Like, it was boating literally, lake, can we go to Boating Lake? So I don't know what it was called.
At Skegge.
In Skegge.
Just up from Ingermels, I think, and towards Chapel St. Leonard's, I think it were.
Right. There's one in Skegness as well, actually.
And literally, there was these things that you got in, and like...
Bumper boats.
Yeah.
And they were absolutely brilliant. As a kid, being able to get in your own boat, rev up this petrol engine or whatever, and basically just ram into each other... Getting absolutely
well,
they
then that were like big rubber rings,
and you
could, if you put motor to one side, it'd just spin, and you go faster.
It was just
like
a dodge on water.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't get them today, would you? Health and safety.
They're probably still there.
Yeah, they probably were once.
Yeah, be about 15 quid ago.
I must admit that I remember them from Cornwall, St Ives, which is another great place that I used to go when I was
the other half live.
Well, back then, I think it was very different back then. It's not what it is now.
Tally-ho.
I mean, you hear
about...
Where
are you off to? St Ives? I know a story about that.
Yeah, well...
Don't forget the hamper, Derek.
Well, back then, it certainly didn't feel like that way. Not for us. Because it was like a 7-hour journey down.
On horseback?
No, singing the theme tune to Dallas.
They were in a car. All the way down to, St Ives. Yeah. I don't know why it was 7. Well, obviously that were including stops, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
God, St Ives.
For that car up with 4-star.
That's a place I'd love to go. I've not been to. What's that called now? A place in Newquay, Fistral Beach.
Oh yeah.
Have you heard of it, Mark?
No.
Do you know? As soon as you said that.
No, but it's how you said it, as if like we should all know what that place
Fistral
is. Never
Beach
heard of
is,
it.
Is like the most famous beach in Newquay.
I've never heard of it.
We've never heard of it.
Yeah, it's really big for surfing. Like a really big surfers.
It's really famous.
Place.
Yeah,
it's
really
famous. Famous. It's that famous.
Really it really
famous.
Is. But
Fistral Beach.
Fistral Beach. But I haven't been. I've got a feeling I did go when I was really
sounds
young.
Like a TV program that they'd put on like ITV2. And you'd have semi-clad men and women.
Well,
doing
I'd love
stupid
to go.
Stuff in the hope to get famous.
Previously on Fistral Beach.
I think, do you know what? They've,
you didn't watch on the beach.
It might be where one of the first, is it Fat Sam's? The clothing brand, the surfing brand. Was it Fat Sam's?
Fat Willy's.
No, Fat Sam's.
Fat Sam's is Bugsy Malone. Fat Sam's is where you go for your bacon sandwich in the morning.
Fat Willy's. I think Fat Willy's, Fistral Beach is where that first shop was.
Oh.
You think so?
I've got a funny feeling I might be making
it. Say that a bit faster. Rob.
What? Fat Willy's is where that... No. What? Fat Willy's on the beach?
Which beach?
Fistral Beach. Fat Willy's on Fistral Beach. I might be wrong about that, but yeah. But I'd love to go there. That is somewhere I'd like to go.
You can. You've got a caravan.
Well, I know. But the thing is, all I get told now is, Cornwall, I won't if I were you. Because it's apparently even.
I've always wanted to go, though. I've never done the South like this. Is it South Coast?
I've never done South Coast. I've always gone north.
I've done Cornwall. It's
north
beautiful.
It is
really nice.
And where's the place? It's called St Michael's Mount.
St Michael's Mount.
What's I know that place, but what coast is it on? Is that Cornwall or is it?
Yeah, it's Cornwall.
It's Cornwall.
Yeah.
And I've been there. That's nice.
Yeah, beautiful.
You know, because obviously
you can walk across.
I'm going to say you walk and you've got to get a boat back.
Tide comes in and you can't walk it.
Do you know one of my favourite places, coastal places?
Where, Kirk?
Whitby.
Oh, yeah.
Whitby. I love Whitby. And you know when people talk about, and this is where Mark will shout me down, no other one. You know when people talk about like past lives and like regression and like whether you've been here before sort of thing?
Oh, here we go.
All right, okay.
Well, no, but there's
you're talking about spirits again vibrations.
There's just something about Whitby that when I'm there, I have this feeling of being...
I've been there before.
Oh, what, yeah, we came last year.
you don't mean as a famous person like Henry VIII or something, do you? Something stupid like that?
I don't know.
He just says he just feels at home.
I just feel... There's something about Whitby when I'm there. I just feel at ease. I feel as though I belong there.
Until Maureen comes up. Come on, love, we're closing now. You're going to have to leave.
But no, I like Whitby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I really like Whitby as well.
99 steps.
Yes, absolutely. And Whitby Abbey. And I like Whitby.
When they used to go to Skegness, they had a swimming pool at Southview. And when I probably first went in there, there were a little boy in there who had his arm amputated from just below his elbow. But one of the older boys...
This is very specific.
Well, it is, because I remember it very clearly.
I'm not finding this at all funny.
Well, the older boys that I hung around with told me that he lost his arm by putting it near the... You know where the...
water goes in to get recirculated for filtration. He told me that he lost it in there. So I went to Southfield for Bobby Best on 12 years. For the following
Looking
12 years, no, I wouldn't go anywhere near it, thinking that I would lose my arm if I went anywhere near that. So I wouldn't go, first 2 years, I wouldn't even go at deep end because it was near there. Then I eventually did, and I would jump in, and as soon as I hit the water, I would scoot as fast as I could away from that area, thinking that I was going to lose my arm. I was petrified of it, thinking of this little boy, bless him, who had lost his arm for whatever reason, and I thought it was swimming pool that caused it.
So, little boy, if you're listening now as a grown adult, traumatised...
Yeah, you scarred me.
Yeah, you scarred Rob. But we would like to know how you actually did lose the lower arm.
Yeah.
So, just below the elbow.
So we're talking about, obviously, this childhood sort of holidays. I mean, because I'm a little bit older than you guys, as you probably know.
Oh, well, yeah. Skegness had not been founded at that point.
No. Well, I went to holidays...
I was there when we found America.
As a kid, I went to Butlins. I don't think you guys have ever done Butlins. Not as a kid, anyway.
What were you like?
As a kid.
What were you like when... Billy?
Yeah, but not when...
Not the modern
not
day.
Not the era that you're talking about.
Yeah,
no.
I mean the era when
he
I
went red coats were brown coats.
Yeah, I mean, it were completely different times. It's times when people didn't go abroad. I mean, it weren't, you know, we're talking 70s.
There were no planes. And
actually, going to Butlins was quite classy, wasn't it?
Absolutely, were classy. And it were busy, and it were hard to get in, to get in Butlins, you know. Yeah. And there were always a procedure. You'd drive in, and you'd check into reception. I know that doesn't sound unusual for him.
No, I guess you still do that now, I think.
No, but I mean, I'm talking checking as in you'd be checking in for like, queuing for 2 or 3 hours because everybody's checking in. And you know, of course, your meals, you weren't dining in restaurants and doing it, you know, al fresco or whatever. You'd go
al fresco.
You'd be doing dining times
inside or outside.
You know what I mean? No, but I mean, you wouldn't be going all this. Oh, I'll grab a burger. I'll get some chips. You had set dining times, and you all dine together. You know, on tables and all in. It was very military type thing.
I think he means a la carte.
Yeah.
Well, I meant as in...
You went in at dinner time.
No, I mean, as in you couldn't sit outside and eat. There were none of this, you know, or walking around with food.
Oh,
and,
you're not allowed sandwiches.
You know what I mean?
How long would you go for? Like, would you go for like, a week, 2 weeks?
Well, I think my parents could only afford a week.
Yeah.
I think we only went for a week because it was in those days where you sort of... Factories still had shutdown weeks and stuff like that. You know, my dad worked in a factory and so it was all very rigid in that sense of the word. But yeah, I mean, that were completely different times.
It's funny you should mention Butlins.
Yeah.
Because guess who around this table has worked at Butlins?
Mark.
Have you really?
How did I
not know that?
Hang on. Did you work as a red coat?
No.
It's a sore subject, Mark.
It's a sore subject, Mark.
Oh,
because I auditioned for Butlins and I got the job.
Really?
Yeah.
We didn't know this. I didn't know either. Right, hold on. Can you park yours for a minute, Mark, please? Other Mark.
Yes.
So what did you do at Butlins?
I worked in Red's bar. The main show bar.
What did you do?
I worked in the bar.
Oh, all right, okay.
Pulling beer, serving beer, taking money, selling beer, pulling beer.
Was this before or after the bingo calling?
Before.
Before or after the army?
After.
Before or after working at a tyre yard?
After.
Right. Okay, I'm going to say, because I knew of all these things, but I was trying to... You just pointed that out to me. Brilliant. So, did you
after
go
After I trained
there?
To be a mechanic, after I was training to be a butcher...
Yeah. Oh, I forgot the butcher.
Yeah.
I forgot... Nice black pudding there.
You trained to be a butcher as
candle
well?
Candle steel maker.
Oh, my days. We have so much to talk about.
Oh, my God.
Wait, let's park the butcher thing, because that's a whole story
we'll come back
itself.
To that.
Yeah. When you thought, oh, I want to work at Butlins, why did you want to be a barman? What was the...
I didn't. I don't know what I wanted to do, actually. So
it was the beer. He thought, I'll go behind the bar
so
and drink it.
Basically, I heard that they were recruiting, and I thought, you know, like, I've said it before, I've spent all my life going, I fancy having a go at that, and then I just have a go at it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I've done it all my life. So, obviously, as a child, as you know, I wanted to be in army. And then I was old enough then to get into the army when I got to 17. And then when I went to try out or whatever it were, you know, and I were too light for my height. So I passed all the tests and everything, but they said, look, You need to bulk up a bit and then come back.
You need to go to Butlins.
You need to remote. Anyway, so, so from there, what did I do there? I ended up labouring, I think.
Morrison's.
I was labouring building Morrison's down in Ecclesfield. And a mate of mine, I was working with him there. Then he left to join the Navy. Then I got a job. So that's when I got a job at the tyre yard. And then he came back and he said, I thought you were going to try for Army. And I was like, yeah, but I couldn't get in because of my weight. And he went, try it again now. You've bulked up a bit. So I tried anyway. But in that time between failing the first time and the second time, I'd started DJing and getting a social life and the rest of it. And then, so I'd sort of fallen out of favour with the fact to go into Army. And I thought, I'd written it off. So anyway, he said, why don't you try again? So I thought, well, sod it, I'll try it. Anyway, then I ended up getting in. And I'm like, oh, now I'm in. So I thought, yeah, I'm going to do my ambition or whatever. But I weren't overly as committed as I were the first time. So I run basic training for 8 weeks or whatever, and I was like, this isn't for me anymore. I've changed. I'd started DJing, getting a social life, whatever. So I came out. So I were at home for a bit, and then I was like, what shall I do? And then I don't know if it were on telly or if it were in like a local newspaper that they were recruiting for Butlins, and they were recruiting at Majestic Nightclub in Leeds.
Right.
So I got up one Saturday morning, travelled to Leeds, walked in. You're here for Butlins, what do you want to do? And I was like, I don't know. So they got like auditions upstairs for red coats and stuff, and I was like, I didn't at that point fancy that. So I thought, well, what is then? Well, we're looking for bar staff. All right, sound. So I had an interview, and I was successful. So then I ended up going to Butlins for the season. While I were there, I did try to become a red coat. When I saw him and stuff, and I thought, I could do that.
Yeah.
I tried to audition, and I couldn't sing or dance or out, so there were no chance.
Nor could I, but...
So let's move over to you then. So what? How did yours come about then, Mark?
Well, I were 18 at the time. Well,
during the war,
I think I were 18. Yeah, 18, and so I just started DJing by that then. And my dad always sort of wanted me to sort of, you know, follow my dreams and, you know, and
bugger
push
off
and that
bugger off and live in Butlins.
And so we were like, well, you can do that. Why don't you could be a red coat? Because obviously, back again, we're talking 80s. So back then, Butlins were a bit of a more, you know, I mean, nowadays I think it's easier to get into the music industry or entertainment industry now, but back in the 80s it were harder. Yeah. And my dad was sort of wanting me to sort of maybe do that, and you get an equity card and sort of that sort of thing, and you would get one being a red coat.
Right.
So he said, why do you do it? Why do you audition? So off I went to, it went in Doncaster Civic Theatre, which is I think now been knocked down, but anyway, off I went there.
Rotherham Civic Theatre.
Doncaster Civic Theatre. And anyway, off I went to audition. I mean, I was super nervous. And you're on 3 minutes on stage. You've got to sort of just do whatever you want to do.
Obviously, What did you do?
I couldn't DJ because I couldn't take my equipment.
What did you do?
So
and you can't sing.
I can't sing. I can't dance.
You strip.
What can you do?
So I just talked about myself for 3 minutes. That's all I did.
Wow.
I don't even know what I talked about, but I know I talked about it.
You find it is harder these days to get in.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I thought, I've no
How
chance.
How many have we got in today for auditions? One.
I mean...
Go on, then.
I mean, bizarre.
He can speak.
I think it was because I were a DJ. I think that's primarily what they wanted me for, because they offered me a DJ to be a DJ there. But there were jugglers, there were singers, there were fire eaters and magicians and all sorts there. And the funny thing is that...
And you could press play.
There were a reporter there, and they interviewed me, and I've still got the... I'll have to bring it in, and we could put it on his Facebook, but I've got the newspaper cutting of when they interviewed me with my name and auditioning for Butlins.
Really?
Yeah.
So you got the job.
Yeah, I got the job.
And how long did you do there? Which one did you go to?
I didn't. I turned it down.
What?
I know.
Why?
Because, well, at the time I was single, but then by the time I got offered the job, I was with a girl. And she didn't want me to leave.
Oh, no.
And so I went through all the shalashanta, because I would have moved down south the Wales one, I think they offered me. The Barry Island one. But I can't remember, but I would have moved away. And at the time, you lived on site, of course. And I thought, I can't do this.
It's mad to think in it how many people have ruined their lives for other people.
I'll tell you what I've got to say. I'm amazed. I did a season at Butlins. I'm amazed at how the place functions. because the ambulance is coming on a Friday night for staff to pump stomachs and whatever. Honestly, it was just carnage.
What year did you work, Mark?
No, we're talking 99.
Are you talking more the modern day?
Well, 99.
Yeah.
I know, but...
1999.
No, but... What my angling of question is, obviously there were a point where...
They didn't have chainmail rubber rings and all that stuff.
Where Butlins went from the sort of family thing to the more adult thing. It is family now, but there is a more of a... It's crossed more into a... Into
yeah,
an
where
adult.
They do, where they do like the weekenders and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They do now, don't they? Yeah.
But I mean, back then there were none of that. It was purely family based and you wouldn't have any jump... You wouldn't... It just wouldn't happen. Back then, so that's what I'm saying. What at what point? I mean, I don't know. You worked at Butlins. Were you at that cross off point where it were more?
They've always been a family resort.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the staff. So when they're not working,
really?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow!
I'm talking about the staff. I'm not
I thought
talking
you meant
about
the staff.
Oh,
trying to
goodness me.
No. I'm talking about how the place functions based on the staff that were there when I was working there.
Wow.
I know a few people that's worked in Butlins over the years. I've come across a few people, and the stories that they've told me, I tell you what, I missed a trick, me.
It was utter carnage.
I honestly don't think I'd have survived.
You imagine? Just utter carnage. You imagine? You know, what would be an 18 to 30s, but that's the staff.
Yeah.
And then you've got families rocking up for a holiday.
I'm sure you fitted in quite well then, Mark, didn't you? With all your drinking.
I enjoyed the partying, yeah.
So to give you some sort of idea, when he came out of Butlins, so how long did you do there? 12 months?
Well, it was a season, so it was about 7 or 8 months.
Yeah. And he come out and he came home, and he was like... We did this thing when we were in Butlins. It's called Beer Olympics. And we're like, oh, all right, okay.
Yes.
And so without filling in too many details, we used to basically sit in a shed in Mark's back garden. Funny.
A bit like we are now. Yeah. I thought we'd gone full circle.
Funny that. We used to sit in a shed in Mark's back garden. And Mark's like, right, we're going to do these beer Olympics. I've got to adapt it a little bit, but I'm going to show you how we do these Beer Olympics. So Mark went to the shop, right? And he bought 32 litres of cider. Right?
Wow.
32 litres of Frosty Jack cider. All right? And 2 litres of blackcurrant. Right? And then literally, so I was expecting this massive, elaborate game or whatever. We were sat in his shed. He went and got a glass out of the house. He filled it like with 75% cider and a splash of blackcurrant. Put it in the middle and went, right, what do we do? He's like, roll that dice. And I'm like, what happens? Just roll the dice.
It weren't dice, it was a 2p game.
No, we did the dice first.
Did we?
Yeah.
I can't remember that.
Roll the dice.
Clearly, because all alcohol.
I rolled the dice. It landed on whatever it were, 4. He's like, now you've got to make 4 of them. I'm like, pardon? And literally, 1, refilled it. 2, refilled it. 3, refilled it. 4. And I'm like,
game over.
I'm like, is that what we do? He's like, yeah. Get ready when you roll a 6, because you know what happens then, don't you? What? You roll again.
The Olympics that we used to do there, though, it was literally, so we had line cleaning nights where, and you can imagine, at the time, it was the longest bar. It was either in the country or in Europe. It was huge. I mean, you've been upstairs in Red's bar, it's massive. And it runs all the way across from one side to the other. And so on line cleaning nights, you'd obviously pull line cleaning fluid through, and then you'd pull beer through each pump. But you'd get so much that you'd be pulling off almost for safe measure, not for customer. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we'd all drink it. And staff would let you, you know, management would be like, yeah, anyone that volunteers to come in for that shift, Beer Olympics afterwards. And it were honestly, there were obstacles. We were running across stage. There was just so much. It was carnage. I mean, there were one kid who used to go. You know, have you ever heard of a lazy? What do you call it?
Lazy Susan.
Dumb waiter, you mean?
A dumb waiter. A lazy dumb waiter. Yeah, a dumb waiter. So it's a lift.
It's between a lazy Susan.
It's a lift. Basically, it's a lift that goes from cellar up. And
a dumb waiter. Yeah.
Yeah. Dumb waiter.
Okay.
Where did I get lazy from? Anyway. And number of times someone, you'd come up with some stuff in it, and there'd be somebody in there jumping out on you because they'd come up in it. But just, yeah. Anyway.
Mainly Mark.
Back in the day, eh?
Oh, can't go back.
Can you, I'm not sure if this is allowed, if we're talking about holidays or seaside holidays, at Norfolk Broads.
No, you can't mention Norfolk Broads. No.
That's against the rules.
Has anyone been to Norfolk Broads?
No.
I'd like to.
Is it quite wide?
It's pretty broad. Yeah.
I'd like to do the Norfolk Broads.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I would strongly recommend it. It's a great holiday. We're looking at going next year.
You bought shoes especially.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I really recommend it.
And with your shacket.
Great Yarmouth is also a nice little coastal been town to visit.
Yarmouth, I've heard it's fantastic.
Yep.
Yarmouth.
Yeah.
Well, with the windmill.
It's great. And you've been, Mark.
I've been as a kid, yeah, because that's all I went. That's my parents only took me to the seaside. Great Yarmouth, Skegness, Ingham Hills, Blackpool. Mm-hmm. Obviously Butlins, you know, yeah, Skeggy, Firely and all that sort of stuff.
It's brilliant. It's completely
what were Normandy
experience.
Like?
We never got that far. We didn't
so I've
do
got
far
a question
holidays.
For you. If there's one place you've never been, coastal-wise, or seaside resort-ish.
In UK.
In the UK, that you've never been that you'd like to go.
Cornwall.
Yeah? It's the south coast.
Yeah.
Ellen's always raved about Newquay.
Yeah.
I were never posh enough to do that. As were our version of posh and going a bit upmarket is instead of going to Ingham Hills, we went to Scarborough. you sat there talking about Norfolk Broads and Great Yarmouth and
I mean I did them
stuff
as
like that. To me, you'd have been the posh kid.
Yeah, I mean
you'd have been the posh kid.
We did
money.
Them a lot later on in life. That Skegness were a different era, but yeah, I mean yeah, fair enough.
What about you, Mark?
Me?
Yeah.
Although I've done Devon, I'd probably do Newquay stuff like that. Yeah, maybe. I can't think of anything else.
What about you, Rob?
Well, there's a... Is it Bamborough?
Yeah. Northumberland.
Northumberland, yeah. I'd like to go there.
Beautiful there. Yeah.
It's been voted 4 times running the most sought-after coastal place to go to in the UK.
The beach up there, I mean, I've never been to the south coast, so I can't compare, but the beach is absolutely stunning.
Is it?
Yeah, it's stunning.
I've heard so many good things about it, but I've never been.
Does it have a decent arcade?
No.
Because that
probably will have, surely.
I'll be honest with you, I didn't see one. Plenty of castles. There's more, do you know, there's more castles in Northumberland than there is in the rest of the country.
Is there really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, like, is Bamborough Castle? I've heard
four.
Of Bamborough Castle.
Yeah,
right. Oh, I never knew that.
There's more than that.
Well, I thought that I imagined the
map. How many? Yeah.
There's Alnwick Castle.
Yeah,
that's where they filmed Harry Potter.
Two.
That's two.
Is that it? Because that's probably beaten.
No, there's another one.
Mm. Yeah,
it won't tell it over there.
Save it for next week.
I'm going to have to actually, because I can't remember what it's called. We didn't actually see it, to be honest. But there's loads of castles.
Yeah.
Sand castles.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to go there because I'd really like to go.
For me, a seaside's not a seaside unless it's got a decent.
As soon as you
there's no point because you're going to change.
As soon as you said that,
Paul Hardcastle.
Yeah. As soon as you said that a minute ago, Kirk.
You really dug deep for that.
As soon as you said that a minute ago about
arcades.
Yeah. Straight away, I was like, yes. How if someone would say, how do you define a seaside resort?
Yeah.
What? How do you define it?
Donuts,
fish and chips, arcades.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100% nailed
on. Arcades are great, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, the push penny things, you know, with the 2 pence and the 10p. I mean, they're great, aren't they?
The 10p now.
Yeah, well you can still get 2 pences.
Yeah,
and I go on them.
They're the only ones I go on.
Yeah, they're great, aren't they?
My two favourites that I used to race for every time we went in was Operation Wolf.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
And Terminator 2.
Battle X.
And you know, if you want a bit of nostalgia, Mark,
go on.
There's an arcade in Barnsley, right?
Ooh, that's just something. I've just thought something.
Is it coal fired?
Right. And you just pay like one entry fee to go in, and then all the arcade
was it in shillings?
All the arcade machines in there are then free to play. And
where did they get the electric from?
What? There's going to be a really bad joke. Go on, give us it.
Go on. Is it about Jesus?
He's just taking Mick that Barnsley's like old fashioned.
All right.
He started the joke and he carried on trying to go in.
Yeah,
and
it was rubbish.
He just keeps trying to repeat it.
It was crap. Carry on, Kirk.
So
carry on, Kirk. Because I want to interject after this. Go on about something. Go on.
Battle axe. That's what it were. That's what he was like playing on. Carry on.
Crack on.
Battle axe.
Battle axe.
Hang on.
carry on, Kurt. So I want to get in. I'm trying to get in with something.
You pay one fee to get in, and all the arcade machines in there are then free to play.
Yes.
They've got like all different ages of machines, like nostalgic, you know, all the way to modern stuff. And the when I went in there, I went a few months ago, I took my son, and one of the first machines that I saw when I walked in was Operation Wolf. And exactly the same thing, little Uzi machine guns with little red button outside for grenade launcher and stuff like that. And honestly, just took me straight back to Skeggy Beach, you know, holidays or whatever.
I think the one in Skegness then, that when you actually moved the joystick, the chair moved left and right.
See,
you didn't sit in chairs, you stood up in front of it.
Yeah,
I'm sure that I get that, but I'm sure in Skegness there was the same game.
I'd love a day in your head.
They just had there was a sit down version of it
you went to posh places.
I'm sure they did in Skegness, because I remember the game, but I remember it being more of that
type. What I was going to say about video games is, do you know where the National Video Game Museum is?
Sheffield. Yes.
It's in Sheffield. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been?
Yes.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a bit small, but it's great.
I've never been, but the thing that Kirk was talking about, there's one of them in Sheffield as well.
No, that is the...
That's
the same thing that Mark's talking about.
Now, has it been there quite a while?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the arcade amusements in Sheffield?
No, hold on a minute. The one I'm talking about, it's only been there about a year. It's exactly what you've just said in Barnsley. It's massive.
Why would they build another one if there's one already there?
I don't know, because that's a museum.
This is a museum.
Yeah, but the museum's attached to an arcade. So you've got the video game museum.
You've got Tutankhamun's playing Operation Wolf.
But then attached to it is then a similar kind of thing as what's in Barnsley.
So I got mixed up there. I only knew about the bit that was attached to it, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, all right.
But they're good for a day out.
I've never been to them. Yeah, I would like to go to them.
I could spend all day in an arcade, me. I love it.
Okay.
But then this is the thing. You take it, so like sometimes we'll have a run out to Cleethorpes, take kids out to Cleethorpes or whatever for the day for some fish and chips or whatever. You go, oh, yeah, fish and chips, and then we'll go to arcades or whatever. And like, I'll give like 20 quid in pound coins.
Go off.
And like 10 minutes later, they're coming up to me, more money.
They've come back with a pocket full of them chalk and things that you...
Because they're all literally shoving coins in, aren't they?
30,000 for a packet of chewing.
Well, it's not just that, it's the cost of them. You know, like, do you remember Outrun?
Yeah.
So that was one of my favourites at Skegness, because they had that on Ledger View. But that were like 10p, 50p. Well, how much would it...
It were 20p in my day.
No, actually, it might have been it weren't a pound. It must have been 20p or something like that.
20p in my day.
But anyway, but now you're talking those sort of games are £2 to £3 a go.
Yeah. Can you remember Arcade in Meadowhall?
Yeah.
Can you remember a car racing game there?
Yeah.
It was for...
That was...
Was it a Ferrari? Or...
I thought it was Ridge Racer.
It is.
It was either a Toyota MR2 or it was a Mazda MX-5. I can't remember which one.
I think it was MR2.
I thought it was something a bit better than that.
No. You were either an MR2 or an MX-5.
Life size, weren't it?
Yeah.
So you used to walk in and you used to hear it go, Ridge Racer, and you had all screens around it and stuff like that.
Yeah. And you stand outside watching all the posh people having a go.
Yeah. Because I think that were about 3 quid a go then.
Yeah.
Would you like some dinner, or
would you like to have a go on that game?
They were £5 to play on that. It weren't 3 quid. Oh. It was 5 quid, that. I'm sure it were.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I thought it was
I never played on it. It was that expensive. I know that much. Mm. But yeah, it was a great game. Can you remember Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yes. I love that. And Simpsons.
And I was just about to say, Simpsons.
Yes.
Absolutely
brilliant. Marjorie Hoover.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it used to come down, didn't it? Each character.
I used to have an arcade machine in here that I built that had all those games on it.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah. What happened to it?
I gave it to school.
Did you?
Yeah, I gave it to the school.
Oh, have you still got it?
I don't know.
Why did you give it to a school, though?
Because it were broken.
For the after-school club.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
Oh, cool, though. That had, like, what, about 1,000 games on it or something, Dad?
It had thousands of games.
The frustrating thing is now is, like you just said, though, that were a big computer PC inside it and whatever. Now you can buy it. It's literally the size of a dongle, isn't it? Like a USB stick.
Yeah.
Plug it inside.
and you get your little wireless control and you play it on your TV.
I saw one in Costco the other day, and it's like the old, you know, remember the Atari controllers with just like the stick and the red button?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was just like that, and like a little console thing that you just put into your TV.
30 built into one.
And then it's got all these games in it and stuff. But even the controller, the stick with the button, it's wireless.
Yeah. You know, and how much for it? Like 20 quid?
I don't know. Crazy, I didn't look, yeah. But yeah.
You playing get tennis with a square ball. You?
Yeah.
You get all these games on your phone. Not all of them, but you can get some of them on your phones and that, can't you?
It is mental when you look at the graphics and stuff of games now.
Mm.
It is mind-blowing. And I know it makes me sound old by being like, oh, you know, look at graphics. But literally, playing video games now is like almost like watching a film, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. It really... Do you know what? Funnily enough, I never, ever switch on the PlayStation, because I just don't... I'm either editing or I've got something to do in house or whatever. But I turned a game on, and I'm sure it was you that told me about it, and I started it years ago. Like, I bet it was 3 years ago that I turned... And when I first got the PlayStation 3... Five, not three. I just going to show you.
That's how long it's been.
It's the first one I had since PlayStation 1.
So you missed two then?
I missed two, three, four. I went from one to five. So, yeah, anyway, I got it. Did you tell me about a game called Heavy Rain?
Yes, what a game.
Well, so I started playing it again the other day. I wanted a bit of time away from editing. I thought, I'm just going to pick... Yeah. I turned it on, and I'm like, oh, that's the game I started that I've not gone on. I've gone on. And actually, it's actually really good, isn't it?
What a game. It's not just the fact of the game. It's just the story that goes along with
it.
I think I've played it.
I've played it.
Quite a dark thriller, isn't it?
Is it a good game?
Yeah, it's a good game.
I mean, it's the base, the function of it is just very simple. You're just walking around, aren't you?
I mean, it's old now. It's old now, isn't it?
And I was going to say, the graphics on it are aging. But even then, I was still like, this ain't bad at all, and I know how old it is.
For me, one of the best games that's been brought out semi-recently, it's knocking on a bit now, semi-recently, that absolutely blew my mind when it comes to the graphics, the depth of the game, the storyline, the thought that went into it, is Hogwarts Legacy.
Right, I've not played that.
It's incredible. I mean, it helps that I'm a Harry Potter fan, so fine. Mm. Do you know what I mean? But the effort that's...
No, it's not fine.
The effort that's gone into that game, to say that it was quite a small independent company that's made it, Portkey, I think, something like that. You know, apparently, like, where you've got Rockstar and everything, they've got like thousands of developers, and they've got like tens of developers. Mm. The game is just, it's incredible. The level of detail is just unbelievable.
That's so good that you said that, because Gemma's played that game, and I thought, do you know what? I think I might enjoy this. So I said to her, she finished it about 2 weeks ago.
All right.
And I said to her, is it any good? Is it a good game? She went, yeah, it's good.
Give it for Jen. Well, that's five sold. Star.
That is pretty much five star, yeah. I was like, oh, brilliant. Well, I might not play it then.
Have you ever played it, Mark?
No, I haven't, no. But what I'm going to say, the game that I've played that has the same effect for me, if you're talking about games, is The Last of Us. I know they've done a drama of it based on the game, but The Last of Us game is good.
I've never played it.
That is a really good game.
There's so many these days. Games, films, series, TV series.
Go on, list all the different types of entertainment media.
Yeah, exactly.
You know Mark likes
games.
He likes lists.
Clowns.
He likes lists. Brass,
circus.
There's so much.
Breasts.
Crafts.
Breasts.
I meant anything on TV or that you can watch.
Game
and play.
Game shows, comedies.
Well, they're
reality absolutely. TV programs.
Keep going, mate.
Serial dramas.
Yeah, any more?
Antiques Roadshow.
All them. There's so many of them that you just get to a point where your head just goes, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to play, what to watch, what to... It's just too much choice these days.
Well, I'm really excited at the minute because there's a game coming out very soon. In fact, next week.
Oh, really?
That
GTA
I've waited,
5?
I've waited for a few years for.
What is it?
It's a very niche thing that you're either into or you're not. But basically, it's Sid Meier's Civilization 7 is coming out.
I'm sorry, what did you say again?
Sid Meier's
Civilization. Is that a name? Meier's.
Civilization.
Sid
7.
Meier's?
Yeah, Civilization 7.
What's Sid Meier's?
I think that's just the name of the maker or creator originally.
And what
so
is
this
it?
Game goes right back to, like, I think the first one was released in, like, the 80s. And it's like a... a strategy simulation game.
All right, okay.
That's the sort of games I like. You know, where you build things and, you know, sort of thing. Yeah. But, like, it's been...
See, I prefer when people build things and then you go and bomb them. Well, they're my kind of game.
No, well, this is the
like so Red Alert, so
Desert Conquer and Destroy, and Jungle Strike, and stuff Red like Alert.
So imagine Command and Conquer.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So imagine like the war aspect of Command and Conquer, but then also like the civilization building of building like you know hunter gatherers and stuff, and building a town and stuff like that. But anyway,
Age of Empires.
I know, yes, Age of Empires. Age of Empires meets Command and Conquer. There you go. You've right. got Civilization. Okay. But Civilization is the pinnacle of them sort of games, or what's classed as.
Right.
And I think the last one came out maybe, I don't know, 10 years, 12 years ago.
Wow.
So, and the new ones, it's quite a big deal for people that like them sort of games.
It's coming out on PlayStation, or is this on your PC?
Everything. It comes out on everything.
Oh, will you play it on the PlayStation or the PC?
The PC, yeah.
Yeah,
the PC. He's a PC boy now.
No, I got a PC. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Time at the bar, please.
Should I spin the wheel?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, it's spinning.
What's it going to be?
Oh, I'm just so excited. Come on. He's nearly there.
The Wheel of Features.
So there's nothing to go through from last week then. So shall we spin the wheel?
Let's get it spun.
Here we go.
Ooh.
Oh, brilliant. What is it?
Dead or Alive.
Dead or Alive. Oh, I love Dead or Alive.
I'm dead, I'm alive.
I'm already dead.
Come alive. Be quick, I'll be dead.
Right, so Dead or Alive it is then. So you know how to play it all.
Oh,
so
yeah, I need my notes up, don't
yeah,
I?
You yeah, all need yeah. to make, you all need to write it down and make notes.
So what's the aim of the game?
So the aim of the game is I'm going to read out some celebrities.
Yeah.
And all you need to decide is if they're still alive or if they're dead. So,
alive or dead.
Alive or dead. Yeah, that's what we're naming it this week.
But
we're not
going to
play
dead.
That game. We're going to play Dead or Alive. So,
it's got a ring to it, that.
So, yeah, well, I'll change my jingle, shall I? Right, so you're ready. So you're ready for the first celebrity. Nice and easy, this one. Dead or Alive, Esther Ranson.
Okay.
Is she dead or is she alive?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Next one.
She hasn't gone to Switzerland, has she yet?
Wow. I don't know, you tell me. Next one then, Pele.
Okay.
All got your answers down yet?
Yeah. Oh, God, you're a bit quick, you two. Well,
it's only two. It's one or the other.
Well, no, I've got to try and work out who he is first.
Pele. Is that a joke? Or
No.
Do you not know who Pele is?
I've got a funny feeling he's a footballer.
He's a famous artist.
No, he isn't.
He's a footballer. Brazilian footballer. Right, but are we Brazilian?
Yes.
Yeah.
You look at him as if I'm going to know. I don't know football, do
or
I?
Or the guy from the impotence adverts.
Yeah. Oh, right, okay.
Did you know who Esther Ranson was?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So third one
was.
Then.
You're giving the answer away.
Number three, Brigitte Bardot.
Ooh.
So she's a famous model from the 50s, 60s and 70s, basically.
Yep.
80s, 90s, noughties.
Well, she's too old, man. Nobody's interested in her.
I thought you were going to list them, man. List them all.
I've got it, yeah.
Okay. Next one, then. Prunella Scales. She played Sybil in Fawlty Towers.
Mm. Oh, right, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. And number five.
And number five is Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh.
I don't need to really... Great Balls of Fire, that should give it all away for you.
Say his name again.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Say it faster.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh.
You happy?
Yeah.
Right, so you all got your answers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
So first one then, Esther Ranson. Is she dead or alive?
Dead.
She's
dead.
Alive.
Okay, Mark, there's an order to this.
Yes.
Oh.
Go.
Dead.
Dead.
Alive still.
She's still alive. She's 84.
Oh.
Yeah, she's pushing for
she is.
Euthanasia. That's where I said, has she gone to Switzerland yet? Ah, right. I think I'm going to say I didn't get that, but I don't get most
she's
of your jokes.
She's pushing for euthanasia.
What, she is.
For herself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. And other people.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she is, yeah. So, next
it's
one.
Murder, isn't it?
At the moment.
We'll leave that for another podcast,
okay.
Can't we?
Absolutely,
we'll talk about
yeah,
that.
We should.
So, the next one then. Pele. Is he dead or alive?
Dead.
He's dead.
He is dead. So, how old was he and when did he die? for 2 points.
I reckon 2010. And I reckon he was 84.
Okay. Back to my life.
2013.
I'm going to say 2019 or 20, and he would have been 78.
Ooh. Well, Kurt were closest with his age, but you were closest to his death year. So he died in 2022, and he was 82.
Wow.
So next one then, Brigitte Bardot.
Which number's this?
Number three, please.
Alive.
Brigitte Bardot.
I've put alive as well.
She's still alive.
Hey!
And she's 90.
Wow. It's a 91, so I'd have been close.
Good innings.
Good innings.
I love that. Do you know, apparently there's someone already been born on this earth that will live to be the age of 200.
Really?
According to scientists, the fact
don't get your hopes up, Mark. It's not you.
According to scientists, and the way that the life expectancy has gone on, how science is evolving and medicine's evolving, they reckon that somebody has already been born that will live to be 200.
So, when you say that, are we guessing it's because
I've been put up with this for 200 years?
I know.
Are they saying that because the technology would have moved on, or because they're going to be surely like 1 week old, aren't they? Because when they're saying that in 2 years' time...
Mark, what's question number four?
What? No, but...
Somebody's already been born that's going to live to see 200. That's it.
I know, but that must mean they must only be a week old.
Why?
Question number four.
Because technology needs to move. It's going to move... Needs to move on.
Is Prunella Scales alive or dead?
Because if they're 40, they're not going to live to be 200.
How do you know?
Well, I don't think... They can't be 40.
Coming soon on the chat in.
Anyway.
Part two to this quiz.
It's all right you saying this, Mark. It's normally you doing this.
Anyway,
no,
we don't like it when other people are doing it. He doesn't like it.
That's why I was just blanking about, just carrying on. Yeah. Right, so let's get back to dead or alive. Prunella Scales, then.
Dead.
Is she dead or alive?
Dead.
Dead.
Dead. Dead.
Yeah, I've put alive, but she's dead, I think.
Well, she's still alive.
Oh, I was right and wrong.
I mean, John Cleese is still alive. But anyway, how old do you reckon she is?
You didn't say John Cleese.
No, but he played the same. Oh. You know, they played a married couple, didn't they, in Fawlty Towers?
Okay,
yeah.
So
85,
87,
91.
She's 92.
Oh, Rob.
And the last one then, Jerry Lee Lewis. Is he still?
He's dead.
Alive or is he dead?
Alive.
Dead.
He's dead.
He's dead.
Yes. And I reckon he would have been... I could be wrong when I say this. Would he have been in his 20s when he died?
Rob?
Jerry Lee Lewis?
Yeah.
I thought, didn't he...
Have I got my wires crossed? Did he not die on that plane with...
Buddy Holly?
With Buddy Holly and...
No, I don't think so.
No, you're thinking... Yeah. I know where you're thinking coming from, because there was another Lewis who died on that.
Yeah.
There were three of them,
which was a comedian, and his name was Lewis. His name was Jerry Lewis, I think. Jerry something Lewis?
Hmm.
Am I getting mixed up with Lewis?
Jerry Lee Lewis?
Jerry Lewis Lee?
No, there were Jerry Lewis, and there were Jerry Lee Lewis.
Well, I thought he was in his 50s.
Kirk?
78.
It was 87 when he died, and he died in 2022.
He's done well, hasn't he?
Yes. Wow.
Well, I'm normally really good at that game, and I only got two.
Yeah.
What did you get?
I got dead, alive, alive, dead.
Is that a song? Alive, alive, live, dead, dead, alive.
Mark, just quickly go through this. Number one, we're dead.
Alive,
number one
alive.
Was alive.
Yeah.
Esther Hanson,
number
alive.
Number two, we're dead.
Pelly, dead.
Yeah.
Brigitte Bardot, alive. Prunella Scales, alive. Jerry Lee Lewis, dead.
Oh, I got five then.
I got
well
three.
Well done.
I got
well
three.
Well done, Mark.
Yeah.
Did you just change them?
No. I would say 4.5 because I had Prunella Scales as alive and dead. I wrote alive and then said she were dead. So,
I don't think you've ever won that before, have you?
What did you get, Rob? Sorry.
Well done. Woo.
Three. Well done, guys.
Anyway, Mark, just tell me more about this thing we were talking about a minute ago. I'm joking. It's been a pleasure, boys.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for your continued support with our independent podcast. Did you know that you can interact with us and other listeners on Facebook on the Chat In Tap Room Facebook group? You can also get in touch via email in the chat@gmail.com and, of course, on any of our socials. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.